Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A peaceful evening for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, hours after Iranian shrapnel lands in Israel, Zamir says IDF ready to strike back, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, Israel readies for possible U.S.-Iran war role as Northern Front looms, reports Ynet from this afternoon. Also this hour, the IDF fires interceptors over Eilut as Iranian missiles target nearby Aqaba in Jordan, says the Times of Israel. Separately, the IDF intercepts missile fragments after Iran attacks southern Jordan, JNS reports from earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports that two U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another reported missing from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Frantzman, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago that the Kurdistan Freedom Party accuses Iran of using white phosphorus in a drone attack. The group urges international accountability. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported minutes ago that Iranian officials claim a missile hit near Abadan with no casualties, though this remains unverified. Former Israeli politician Avigdor Lieberman expressed outrage, writing just now, about Rabbi Lando's controversial remarks towards religious Zionist soldiers. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the recent Iranian missile shrapnel landing in Israel has escalated tensions, prompting a stern warning from IDF officials. The military is on heightened alert, indicating a readiness for further action if provoked. This development raises concerns over regional stability. Turning to the Ynet story, Israel is preparing for potential involvement in a broader conflict between the US and Iran. The IDF is bracing for possible missile attacks and increased tensions along the northern border. This preparation underscores the severity of the regional threat. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights that Israeli interceptors were used over Eilut in response to threats targeting Aqaba in Jordan. This incident marks a significant escalation in military activities in the region. Civilians in Eilut experienced heightened security measures as a result. Regarding the JNS report, the IDF successfully intercepted missile fragments from Iran's attack on southern Jordan. No air raid sirens were triggered, minimizing panic among residents. This operation underscores Israel's vigilance in countering regional threats. Finally, I-24 News covers the tragic loss of two U.S. troops in Iranian attacks on Jordan. The situation highlights the ongoing volatility in the region and the potential for further escalation. Diplomatic efforts may intensify to prevent further casualties. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on the Knesset's approval of an import reform aimed at reducing consumer costs. This move could significantly impact shopping expenses by easing import restrictions from the U.S. Separately, CTech shares that CrowdStrike is acquiring XM Cyber's technology assets, focusing on patents and source code. This acquisition is part of a larger strategy to enhance cloud security across Europe. And finally, Globes reports that the Knesset has passed a broadcasting reform law. This new regulation grants more control to the Minister of Communications, potentially altering the media landscape in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.